So much snow fell at Mount Ashland over the winter that you could probably still ski up there if the ski area were still open. It shut down for the season in mid-April, but what a season it was. And after all the snow and all the visitors, Mount Ashland got something else welcome, a certification as a sustainable ski area, perhaps the first in the world so designated. Let's get into what that means. Hiram Toll is the general manager at the Mount Ashland Ski Area here in the studio with me again. Hiram, good to see you.
Hey, thanks for having me back, Jeffrey.
And joining us on the phone is the co-founder of the organization providing the certification. That is Stokes Certified, and Carl Kish is the co-founder. Hi, Carl.
Good morning, Jeff.
Good to have you here. Hiram, let's start with you and give us a sketch of the season. Was this your biggest yet in the time you've been here?
Yeah, first, to be clear, you can still ski up there. You just got to hike for it. There's a ton of snow on the mountain right now, and people are still going up and hiking up and getting some turns. But no, it's a great season. 371 inches over the season, and that's the best in 20 years. You know, it goes back 20 years ago before we've seen that kind of snowfall up on the mountain. We had 80,000 visits. That's up 17% over last year. And we got 90 days of operations and 19 nights. So it was a really good season for everybody.
Wow, 90 days. Compares to how many years is this after the season in which you never opened?
Oh, that was the year before I arrived, 2013-14 season. I got 101 inches of snow and they were unable to open. I came the year after. And we managed to squeak out a 38-day season. But, things are much better now that the snow has returned.
All right. It really was a phenomenal winter for snow. I'll have to keep an eye on what happens next season. But right now, let's talk about the future in general. And that brings in Carl Kish, the co-founder of Stokes Certified. Carl, what is Stokes Certified?
So Stoke is actually an acronym for the Sustainable Tourism Operators Kit for Evaluation. So it's just a mouthful for a play on the word Stoke, which is what the skiing and snowboarding and surfing community reference to kind of the passion and motivation to go out and experience these places. And so we wanted to leverage that that passion for these experiences to try and choose places that are benefiting the local community and the environment. So we're the first sector-specific sustainability certification program for surf and ski tourism operators, so surf resorts and ski areas.
Okay, so surf and ski, and then sustainable can mean a lot of things, though. And what does it mean in this case? What is sustainable that gets the certification?
You're absolutely right. So sustainability, it depends on what context you're looking at. And so when we look at ski areas, it's, you know, it starts from management perspective. What are their policies and procedures up on the mountain as they relate to community development projects, environmental restoration initiatives, and safety and quality of the experience for the skiers up on the mountain? So it's looking at snowcat operations, grooming techniques, terrain park design, things that you would think of if you actually worked for a ski area, some of the stuff that's kind of behind the scenes. But then we also look at how the ski area supports the local community, not just from a local employment standpoint, but addressing any local education projects or health initiatives or supply chain projects or initiatives that support local businesses who have a like-minded sustainability mission. I mean, look at it from a cultural heritage preservation perspective. What makes that ski area and that community unique? And how does that ski area represent that local community and culture and every facet of their operations and the experience up on the hill? And then, of course, we look into the whole gamut of initiatives related to environmental impacts management. So from a supply chain point of view, with kind of reducing their waste stream before it gets to the ski resort, and then how do they handle that waste stream and recycling on the hill? And then looking at energy management, renewable energy, like you would kind of expect. So some of the CFL LED stuff that people kind of think of, but on a deeper level than that, and looking at how it relates to their greenhouse gas emissions and their carbon footprint. Then we look at water conservation and where they're getting their water from and how they're managing that use and what it's used for. And then we look at kind of stuff that happens in the off season that most people don't think about, and that's slope management, erosion control, stuff that relates to the watershed management practices, which, you know, Mount Ashland is in a unique case where they sit at the top of the city of Ashland's watershed. So it's very important, the work that they're doing up on the mountain in the summer.
Carl Kish is one of our guests on the Jefferson Exchange, the co-founder of Stokes Certified, which has provided a certification to the Mount Ashland ski area, the first ski area apparently to receive that certification. Hiram Toll is the general manager at the Mount Ashland ski area here in the studio with me. Join the conversation on the Exchange, 800-838-3760 by phone, by email, jx@jeffnet.org. So Hiram, this is far more than separating out your recyclables. This is a really comprehensive look at sustainability from a number of angles.
Yeah, that was what drew us to Carl and to the Stokes certification process. Mm-hmm. You know, the board of directors of the Mount Ashland Association and all of our staff, we're really committed to being here for future generations. And, you know, when I came onto the scene and we had a couple of rough years there, it was pretty clear to us that we had to have a mind that was looking a lot farther into the future and about being sustainable, not just, you know, on the environmental front, but like Carl said, you know, operationally, you know, we really need to make sure that we have everything, you know, set up as a system, a very easy to follow set of tools that get us to a system that will allow us to be here for future generations. And, you know, it was great to be, you know, the first. It was great to be looked at from someone else's perspective. You know, we all get stuck in our ways, and we move along in history, you know, based on what we know. And to get Carl and his team there to really dive deep into what we were doing in terms of sustainability across all those different measurements was really great. You know, it showed that we were doing a really good job in certain areas and have a lot of work to do in others. And this really helps us with a roadmap and a path to success in all those areas.
Just at its basis, I mean, how different is the Mount Ashland ski area from others across the country? Is there any other place that is owned more or less by the community as this place is?
Yeah, we are a 501c3 nonprofit ski area, which is fairly unique, but we're not the only one. There are a number of them across the U.S., but it's a great operating platform for a ski area that is community-focused. We're allowed to, you know, use the money that we make to put back into this valuable community asset and keep prices low so that we can get families up on the mountain who couldn't otherwise partake in winter recreation.
Carl Kish, a release about the certification from Stokes Certified calls Mount Ashland the poster child for the Stokes Snow Program. Why are the poster child?
Because when we first started Stokes Snow in the 2014-15 season, they were actually the first to be benchmarked against the standard. And the way the certification works is you first need to be benchmarked against the criteria, see where you currently stand, and then address those compliance gaps and how they can get certified. And typically that takes 2 years, and that's what we saw with the SURF program, which started 2 years before snow. And so Mount Ashland being the first, they represented, you know, the whole program from start to finish, and they had a benchmark report and then a roadmap report, which provides short, medium, and long-term strategies for addressing those compliance gaps. And they really ran with it, you know, right from the beginning, and they've been charging hard for 2 years to work towards certification. And they took all the recommendations and just ran with it themselves. And so it's really impressive. And to show all that through the certification and the initiatives that they've achieved, it's really impressive, and just we couldn't be more proud.
So Hiram Toll, how many piles of reports did you have to deliver to the folks at Stokes Certified to figure out the benchmarks that would lead to certification?
Well, thanks to Carl and his crew, and I can't thank him enough and all of my staff that were involved in the certification process. It was hundreds of hours of work for everybody to put together, you know, basically where we are, you know, where we were at the time that we were getting benchmarked, and then through the certification process. And it was volumes of information that we had to gather and put together, but well worth every minute, because now we have a much better understanding of where we're coming from and where we want to be in the future.
So you're talking about sustainability in environmental matters, in economic matters, in dedication to the community, even to cultural things that Carl referred to when you do expansions and things like that. But I suppose what it gets down to is, what does this mean if you have another lousy snow year like you had 4 years ago, or a series of them potentially?
Yeah, well, I mean, we're looking for savings everywhere we can find it, because the more money we can put in the bank, the better we're going to be able to weather these bad years. And I'm sitting in front of a chart that shows 37 years of snowfall history, and it's pretty clear that we'll go through drought and we'll go through these types of ups and downs. So, you know, if you want to take just things that tie to not just the environmental initiatives and reducing our impacts, but also helps the bottom line, we installed a 28 kW solar system back in July. It's been online now for under a year and is already yielding great benefits in terms of pushing some clean energy back out on the grid and providing us some energy up on the mountain. So, and also the, you know, to be able to really wrap our heads around the operational piece and what it takes to run the mountain really is going to help us in the future to find cost savings and to stay sustainable on a business level.
Hiram Toll is the general manager of the Mount Ashland Ski Area, which has received certification from Stokes Certified. Carl Kish is the co-founder of that organization. You can join the conversation on the exchange at 800-838-3760 by phone, by email, jx@jeffnet.org. You mentioned the installation of the solar system. There are plans for expansion to provide some greater amenities at the lodge. Where do things stand with that portion of the picture?
Yeah, so the lodge improvements that we're looking to make, you know, we've gotten a long way on fundraising thanks to the Sid and Karen DeBoer Foundation doing a $500,000 match. We've actually exceeded the $1 million mark just recently. We've just opened up the three bids from three different construction companies in the valley, and we're working on awarding the bid. We do have some challenges in terms of timing. You know, we sit on public lands. We operate under a special use permit with the U.S. Forest Service, and therefore there are quite a number of things that we have to go through to get the approval from the Forest Service. And one that was presented for this project is having to go through what's called Section 106 compliance, which means that we have to look at the historic value of the lodge and what might be taken away were we to do these improvements. So that's a process that requires public comment, and so that time period is really pushing us into almost the middle of the summer. So the challenges will be getting through that process and getting work underway. We are committed to doing everything we can. We have a list of projects that we've parsed out so that we can take on the ones that are most impactful and get those done this summer if we're not able to do the complete project.
And away from the lodge itself, the long-planned expansion to provide more intermediate and beginner terrain at Mount Ashland, where does that stand?
Yeah, that's pretty far off in the future in terms of what our capital planning is looking like. You know, we have a 50-year-old lift, we have a 50-year-old lodge, and a lot of work to do on the existing footprint before we look at any kind of people call it expansion, but really just improvements within our special use permit, which covers about 960 acres, and to date are built out on about 287 acres. But we're not really challenged right now with on-hill issues. You know, those improvements, including new trails and lifts, would be there to fix problems that don't currently exist. Right now, our problems exist in the existing footprint, and that's what we intend to address. And let's not forget that many of the projects that have happened over the last couple of years, run widening for safety, the parking lot improvements that we've done, are all fell underneath that same plan. And there's a lot of not controversial pieces of that plan that we love to get implemented over the next few years. But in terms of new ski runs and new ski lift, they're far off in the future for us, for sure.
Carl Kish at Stokes Certified. Mount Ashland is the first. Are there other ski areas that are on the verge of getting certified?
Yes, there's a Diamond Peak Ski Resort in Tahoe. They're the second ones to join, and so they're on that two-year roadmap as well. They joined a little bit later than Mount Ashland, but they're attempting certification at the start of next winter. And then we have three other members as well that were benchmarked as part of the early adopter program, and they're on their own separate two-year timetables as well.
What's the appeal here to the public? I mean, when you have a Stoke certification, what's the selling point to the public then? This is cool. I want to go to this resort because it's Stoke certified versus one that isn't.
It's a little bit easier choice. It's transparent and credible in saying, okay, here's where my lift ticket dollars are supporting a ski resort that really cares about the local community and the environment, and ensuring that I'm going to have a good day up on the hill or a good season, if that's where I'm buying a season pass. That's really, to the consumer, what the label represents, because we look at safety and quality as well as environment, community, and culture, and just making for a unique experience up on the hill. And that's really the value that we convey to the average skier or snowboarder.
Hiram, I don't want to rush into the future here, but how often do you have to reapply for certification?
We'll be up for recert in 2 years, and we have a number of goals that we would like to meet in that two-year period.
So what kinds of things do you think you can do? What other sorts of new initiatives can you introduce to make the Mount Ashland ski area even more sustainable in a number of different ways?
A lot of it's going to do have to do with supply chain management and trying to source more local goods and services would be one. We want to develop an interpretive signage program where when people come to the mountain, they're not just going to recreate, but they're also going to learn. We're going to teach them about the flora and the fauna and the history of skiing in Southern Oregon, the history of the lodge and the history of Mount Ashland, for example. And, just transitioning to lower impact vehicles, for example. We just replaced one of our employee shuttles with a more efficient vehicle. We'll be looking to change out our snowmobile fleet to all four-stroke snowmobiles. We have 3 2-stroke snowmobiles that as they reach their life expectancy, we'll replace them with something less impactful. We're also trying to divert more of our waste. Like Carl was saying, really reduce, reuse, and recycle is listed that way for a reason. We really we choose to reduce first. I mean, we have to operate at 6,500 feet of elevation. It's very difficult on every level, including trash removal and recycling. So the more we can keep that stuff off the mountain in the first place, the better off we're all going to be. So those are just a few of the initiatives that we'll be working towards, including, energy reduction, water reduction, waste reduction, all of those will be in our sites.
All kinds of things come into the overall category of sustainability, which is why Mount Ashland Ski Area got STOKE certified. STOKE, again, an acronym for Sustainable Tourism Operators Kit for Evaluation. Carl Kish is the co-founder of STOKE Certified. He joined us by phone today. Carl, thank you.
Thank you, Jeff.
And Hiram Toll, again, is the general manager of Mount Ashland Ski Area. Always good to see you, and best of luck on the next snow season.
Yeah, thank you very much, Jeffrey.